All right, you still there? All right, I think we're up and running. You there?
I am here.
Okay, we have merged. Okay, so this interview is for U.S. History 713, American Entrepreneurship Since 1900. The assignment is oral history interview. My name is Ron Cook. We are interviewing Mr. John Lee Walker today. And today is August 5, 2021. How are you doing today, Mr. Walker?
I am very good. Thank you.
Excellent. Let's dive right in here. This should go pretty quickly, actually. All right. Number one, what is your current title and what type of business do you facilitate?
Currently, I'm retired, but that's only been the last couple of years. My last title was CEO. Which is Chief Executive Officer of Media Specialist, which is MediaSpecialists.
Okay, excellent. All right, and number two. All right, we'll get into the open-ended stuff here. As an entrepreneur,
sure.
What has been the most important aspects towards your success and longevity?
Finding, hiring, training, and motivating employees.
Motivating. Okay. Excellent. Now, number three. I don't like the way that's worded. How does local, state, and federal regulation of the free market affect your business decisions or has in the past?
It has in the past. I think the California laws have been I would say anti-business since I would say the 1990s. Our biggest dilemma as a business was following the rules and regulations set forth by the state of California and by OSHA and every other organization that wanted to have a piece of our business.
I could not agree more. All right. And number four, why is capitalism important? Or is it important?
Capitalism is important because it's a merit-based, it's a meritocracy. If you have a good idea, you can make a business out of it. Anyone can succeed with capitalism, not just the state, or the oligarchs.
All right. And number five, what market signals do you follow towards running a successful operation?
All of the indicators are important. The stock market is important because that'll give you an idea of what's going to come in the next couple of months as far as goods and services availability and the availability of money. Money is very important. I forgot the exact question. I went off on that. What was the question?
No.
Sorry, Ron.
No, you're right on point. What market signals do you follow towards okay. running a successful operation?
The outside business elements, obviously the stock market is important. The cost of money for loans is important. I tend to be more involved in my own business. Certainly, I follow the local economy, but being involved in my own business was much more important than what else the rest of the world was doing.
Okay, excellent. Number six, how does market information affect your business decisions and or investments?
Obviously, with investments, where the stock market is, where it's going, where the market is currently, where it might be going is very, very important for investments. Also for the availability of money when you need it. That's all very important.
Okay. And number seven, does character and morality play a role in operating a successful business? If so, why?
Absolutely. Morality is important to business operations because, as in anything else, you want someone to treat you as you would treat them. And I think that the Western morality is probably one of the strongest in the world because you're going and believing a lot in trust. Handshake means something. That's still important. It always will be.
Excellent. I definitely agree. Number eight, does socialism work? Why or why not?
No, socialism does not work. Never has, never will. Human beings need to have benefit to themselves. That's the way we're made. When the benefit all goes to the state, there's no feeling of success. There is no success. It's survival, not success. And capitalism allows you to be successful. Socialism, if it allows you to do anything other than die, lets you experience mediocrity at its best.
Okay, excellent. Number nine, how does inflation affect your business decisions?
Greatly. Inflation is, it kills everyone. When the cost of goods and services get higher, obviously my costs get higher. And sometimes you're not able to pass that cost along to the client. In a situation that I was in, my clients had contracts. And I agreed that I would do, I would make a widget for 49 cents. Well, if my costs of doing business go up, I'm still locked in at the 49 cents. And therefore, it kills me.
Profit loss, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a secondary type loss that you don't see immediately, but you certainly feel it. I feel it immediately. I always felt it immediately. When the cost of services and goods go up, it kills you because some of us can't raise our rates. Most people do, and that's why inflation continues, is because everybody else just raises their price. But when you're locked in on a contract, you can't really do that.
Yeah. Okay. Number 10, why is the business cycle important to your operation?
It's explain what you mean by that. Explain what you're asking.
Well, we have been covering business cycles, and there's a lot of discussion on how that affects individual business owners and their decision-making. Some believe
Are you talking inflation and then lack of inflation and then that sort of thing?
Right. In the argument over, some believe that the business cycle of inflation is good. Others believe more towards a deflation type of business cycle. And
yeah, the deflation is certainly to me. If you were to ask me, the last 5 years or last 4 years in America has been the way it should be. Everything was perfect, finely tuned and perfect. Everyone made money.
Yep.
But with inflation, like we're seeing now, we're going to see everyone start losing money. And you're going to actually see businesses go out of business now because the inflation just affects every business so much, you can't avoid it.
Yeah, strangely enough, federal, state, and local government seems to profit when inflation goes up. All right.
Absolutely, because who are they pleasing? I mean, what are they doing? Everything they do is not for us, it's for them.
Self-serving.
There you go.
All right. Okay, number 11. What advice would you give to new or young entrepreneurs?
Wow.
Well said.
Yeah, well said, Sharon. Thanks. Advice to a new patience. Be patient. Know everything you need to know about your product and your service, but be patient. Things don't happen overnight. You're not going to have $1 million business overnight. You're going to have to start making $100 a week, and then you'll work up and you'll start making $200 a week, and then you'll find a way to do something a little different, and then you'll make $500 a week. You have to be patient. It doesn't happen overnight.
Okay. Excellent advice. All right. Number 12. Would you like to see more or less government regulation over the economy, and why?
Less. The more government regulation, the less everyone prospers, except the government.
Mm. 13. If you could choose a decade in which to run a business, would you choose the 1920s, the 1980s, or the 2000s, and why?
I'd say the 80s. I think that was the time of Reagan and less regulation, and I think that propels business into more success is the lack of regulation more than anything else. Overregulation kills business.
Number 14, what is your attitude towards competition?
It's great. I think competition makes everybody better.
Number 15.
I welcomed it.
Okay, good. How does a minimum wage hurt or help small business owners?
The minimum wage is probably one of the most important issues in a small business. A $15 minimum wage will kill businesses, if that is a specific question. But yes, the minimum wage is effective because most businesses hire, at least on the entry level, at a minimum wage. A business has their numbers figured out just right. If I know how much it costs me to make my product, probably the number two item there would be the actual wage of the employee, plus overhead, plus everything else that we have to incur. So when that piece of the puzzle is increased, it leaves less room for everything else, which includes profit.
Yes. Okay. Number 16, in your opinion, what is the current state of the economy and what can be done to assist future entrepreneurs in the United States?
The current state of the economy is abysmal. I haven't seen it this bad in quite a long time. I also want to make the point that 4 years ago, 3 years ago, it was the best it's ever been.
Yes.
But right now, we're in a hole. We've put ourselves in a hole with illegal immigration and all the other top-to-bottom government opportunities, or let's say attempts to take all of our rights away. Business is going to hurt there because businesses are the first ones to get hit. With the shutdown, the government simply killed businesses.
Yeah.
And they don't feel too bad about it, which is really disconcerting. But I think the last part of your question was how can we fix it? I think we have to consider our changing leadership.
Okay. And that's, well, I got a couple quick demographic questions here. What is your age?
67.
67. Highest level of education?
College. Did not graduate, though.
College. Not graduate. Religious background or affiliation, if any?
Catholic.
And prior business experience, I think we touched on that already, like a generality, like I guess industry is what they're
saying. Yeah, I would say 35 years in media and another, let's say 20 years in media and another 15 years in research and marketing.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, Mr. Walker, that's all the questions I had for you today. I am going to end our recording now, and I thank you for your time.
Anytime. Love to hear from you. And thank you for calling me.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.